AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and the Republicans' top negotiator on infrastructure, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, plan to meet again today to try to work out a deal. The president is proposing $1.7 trillion for roads, bridges, and other investments. Republicans countered last week with $928 billion, and Senator Mitch McConnell said tapping unspent COVID-19 aid is key to reaching a deal, an offer Biden called unworkable. The Biden administration has set a June 7th deadline for talks. Political change appears to be coming in Israel. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Opponents of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal late Wednesday to form a new governing coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before a midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of a governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. I'm Mike Gracia.
Firefighters are struggling to extinguish a massive fire at an oil refinery near Iran's capital as it burns into a second day. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. In Wilmington, Delaware, three police officers are said to be in stable condition after being shot while responding to a call last night. No word on the suspect or any arrests. And a bit of news from the sports world. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski will step down at the end of the coming season. Former Duke player and associate head coach John Shire will succeed him. This is AP News. In the NBA playoffs, the Mavericks are now one win away from eliminating the Clippers. Mark Myers reports.
Luka Doncic scored 42 points and the Mavericks held off the Clippers 105-100. Dallas leads the series 3-2, but coach Rick Carlisle warns there's still lots of work to be done.
But we haven't done anything yet. You know, we've got to continue to keep our eye on the ball, focus on process, focus on, you know, adjustments for game six. And, you know, try to win the first 5 minutes of game six and go from there.
Doncic also contributed 14 assists and 8 rebounds. Tim Hardaway Jr. added 20 points. Paul George led the Clippers with 23. Kawhi Leonard had 20. I'm Mark Meyer.
In other action, the 76ers finished off the Wizards with a 129-112 victory. The Hawks roll into the second round after a 103-109 win over the Knicks. And the Jazz advance, beating Memphis 126-110. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.